Okay, so my name's Tim Jones, and it's the 7th of July, 2009. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. If I could ask you to say your name, surname, your age, if you're happy, and also where you come from.
Okay, my name's Julie Duffy, I'm age 38, and I come from Manchester.
Thank you very much. Can you tell me what inspired you to apply for the One Another project?
My fiancé, he put my name forward. And then I got the confirmation that I'd been chosen. I thought, well, why not? It's something different. It's something I've never done. I'm not really extrovert. I'm really introvert. And this is something which I think, yeah, okay, I'll do that. Should be fine. And I kind of wanted to do it in memory of my brother because he passed away a couple of years ago. And I kind of wanted to do that for him as well. So just so everyone knows his name.
What were your emotions then when you found out you had a place on the film?
Very nervous. Very nervous, but quite excited. I think now I'm here, I'm very nervous, and part of me is saying, don't do it, don't do it, but I think I should. I think I should do it.
So what is it you're going to do when you're on the pin?
I honestly don't know. I actually had a plan that I was going to... What I'm kind of looking to do, if it's all right, I want to obviously acknowledge friends and everything, and I've got like these A2 pads which I'll probably write on and put various little things on there. Possibly listen to my music, if that's allowed. And I just want to mention my brother's name so everyone knows who he is. Mm-hmm. So, but there's nothing exceptional about me. There's no special talent I have, so I just go up there and do anything. At the minute I'm just so tired I could just sleep. I might just put my umbrella up and a good night sign and just lie there. So we'll see.
So what emotions are you feeling an hour before you go up there?
Very nervous. I think that's generally it. I'm just very nervous, and like I say, I'm thinking, is this the right thing? Should I do it? But I think I should.
So can you expand it a little bit more then on who you're doing it for and what you're expecting to come out of the experience?
I'm not particularly expecting anything to come out of it. I've not done it for any particular reason. I've not done it to be noticed or anything like that. It sounds a bit absurd when I'm doing it in front of people, but I mean, it's just... I'm not expecting anything at all. I just, like I say, in memory of my brother, that's it. So just... So he knows I cared about him and how much I loved him. Well, that's how I know.
And how would you describe yourself?
I'm friendly, I think. A nice person, I suppose. Well, I think I am. quite quiet, quite reserved. But I can get there if I need to. I can do things if I need to, so. But that's me. That's me. Love animals as well. So I think my chunk's going to get a mention while I'm up there. My big fat cat.
Okay, can you expand a little bit on your relationship with your cat?
He's a little old man now. He's 15 years old. Well, I've actually got 6 cats and 1 stray Arthur. He's beautiful, but he never comes in the house, so I've done a little hutch outside of the house. But the chunky's the oldest one, and he's my big fat baby and all that. And he loves his chicken, so... Gonna put a sign up there saying Chunk, where's your chicken, or something like that. People will be like, what on earth is she doing? Why is she doing that? But it's something I'd do, and like I say, I'm doing it for me and mother, and if people like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. And it's only an hour out of my life, and they can't not speak to me for it. So that's it.
So what is it you're taking up there with you then?
I've got A2 pads and just like black marker pens and blue marker pens, and then just my little stereo system to possibly listen to. I think there's going to be one part in it where I'm going to put where it's to my brother and one particular song which I want to put on. But it's whether people will hear it, I don't know. But if I hear it, and then that's enough for me. There was a few songs which he liked which was going to put on there, but some of them are a little bit melancholy, not like Shania Twain or anything like that, nothing like but he liked them, so I may do that. I don't know, I'll see. Unless my batteries run out, then I'm doing nothing.
And what other things would you say are important to you then at this point in your life, and then maybe you could repeat it for the project as well?
You mean as in my personal life, yeah. What's important to me? Well, David, obviously, my fiancé is important. My family is very important to me. My animals are important. It's been myself's important. I don't know. There's nothing, like I say, exceptional about me. I'm just a plain person and that's it. I don't strive for anything. I just go on with what I do. Oh, really boring.
Who's here to support you?
My fiancé, David. He's the one who put me forward for it. So I said I'll never forgive him. So, but yeah, he's put me forward to it. He actually got chosen as well. But because I was here before, he couldn't come down again, so he's had to reject it, which I thought was a little bit unfair. So, but he might put in for it again, you never know. But I think now he's seen it all, I think he wants to do it, so you never know, he might put in for it again.
And what other thoughts or comments have you got on the project itself, on one another?
Oh, I think it's very interesting what's being done. I think it's great because you've got varying people going up there and putting themselves forward and doing exactly what they want for themselves and not having to do it, you know, just to say, oh, I better do this to please one person. They're just doing it for themselves and they've obviously wanted to come in, they've wanted to do it, and I just think it's great and it kind of shows the humanity of people where they all want to club together and do it. It's just a shame that it doesn't go throughout the world. Well, that's about it, really.
any final comments then that you wanted to say before we close the interview?
Not really. Not that I can think of.
No. Emotions, how are you feeling now?
Still very, 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 very nervous. Very nervous. And it looks quite high. And I don't know what I'm going to do going there. Probably end up falling off something, knowing me. But no, nervous. But I'll get over it and I'll just do what I do. And that's it.
Good, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome.